Swami, June of 1966.
Yes, it was the day after a short period. There were no admissions to the service of trainees. Then there was some agitation, and the governor started a sort of local division, the subordinates to the service. Mm-hmm. That is, he reserved certain posts for trainees. And recruited a limited number of people to that service.
Which governor?
I think it was Gordon or somebody else. I'm not sure.
Lake, my color?
Yeah.
Where's this place?
This place, I think it was Key. Mm-hmm. Then he started this and certain posts were reserved. Then that also led to about the companions. The last generation was in 1898.
Oh.
When I well remember, I don't know, I was in the Royal College at the prize giving 1978. Sir Pierre Marchand, I mean, he was the chief speaker, he said the trainees in public service, they have no opportunities of getting into higher ranks in the service. And that he referred to this local subordinate civil service, and that left, and then having been back. Then, afterwards, somebody put the idea into me, why not they are going to probably revive their civil service, and they applied for a nomination. So I applied for nomination, and fortunately, I got the nomination. Mm-hmm. So, and there they set the date of the next examination to be notified in due course. So I started preparing for it, and in the meantime, I didn't belong to a very wealthy family. My father was only in clerical service. So he said there was some delay in the examination. Even then you can't be too sure of it. There was a clerical examination advertised. Why not see the So I sat for it, I got a place. Then I said I was prepared. I didn't like very much, my heart was in this civil service.
Yeah.
I wrote back and said that I want to continue my studies. I would like to be given leave of time. So they said they will only give me time till all the candidates who have passed. I must have passed fairly high.
Mm-hmm.
Got their appointment. Then about a year later, they said, now you have to decide again that join the service or give up. So my father said, well, you can't lie too much in the future business. But for the present, accept the appointment and then see what can be done later. So they gave me an appointment in the hospital and the time from the colonial auditors department. So I was there for a year, then they had this examination.
And you got it?
Unfortunately, I got in there. I appeared in the Arabic and I was the first. And it's very interesting to know, you see, the people who at that time, who wanted to join the service, two of them became chief justices of the island. And Louis Vijayawarna, and Francis Sood.
Oh, I see. You had beaten them to the seat.
Well, Vijayawarna was disqualified medically. Mm-hmm. He got a scholarship at Medley England. He's a brilliant man. There he was medically condemned and he came back here. Then he applied for nomination to the... Yeah. So the seat for the citizens, they are also medically condemned. So Sood was out of touch with two subjects for the civil service. So he came third. Although Herat and I got into service. So Herat later got into trouble over the riots in 1950.
Oh, what happened?
You see, there was a Muslim congregation there.
Yes, I know the riots.
1950.
But what happened?
At the time he was magistrate at Abu Dhabi. Then Spencer was PA, Colombo. He went on inspection during the riots and there were a lot of, and the police wanted She got permission to get permission to fly. So, Fraser thought that he was approaching youth and enthusiasm. He was a model and he was discontinued. Later, he was doing status and he was dying.
Was it in fact so? Was he crossing a river? Was he?
No. It was on humane grounds. He didn't want to. Because in those days, you see, they were ready to shoot anybody. Would be a problem.
No, apart from, even if he was not crossing a river, was he being, in a sense, weak and not realizing the gravity of the situation?
Well, it was the first of its kind. It's very difficult to say whether I would give permission to shoot people and be irritated and like. Oh, there was a time, when people lost their heads and some of these Europeans behaved in a most brutal manner.
Yes. Can you remember any specific instance?
I remember Sly and some other names, right?
Sly.
So, Governor Lenderton, who came afterwards, he got,
after Chano.
Chano, yes. He was supposed to be a weak man. He was a great college scholar. During his time, he was
Where were you when you asked?
I was lucky, because I was at Chilao. I was magistrate at Chilao.
Any trouble there?
Yes, so on the day the riot broke out, I got a transfer to Point View. I was traveling. I passed through Colombo in the travel stop here. So after I left, my successor was Tetralis Gunathilakai. So at Maravilla, there was some trouble. So Maravilla went and said, I am the magistrate and they gave orders. And those fellows said, we know who the magistrate is. They didn't know that they had gone with who the magistrate is, and you can don't mind the nonsense here. Then the AGA contingent had to go there and tell him that the other magistrate had gone. He was a new magistrate. And
you mean the police refused to take orders?
No, the people oh. were asked them to disperse.
Were there any looting or?
Oh, yes, in all those places, there were not much. Some
did Gunathilaka have to order the shooting?
There was no shooting. I don't think it went so far as that. There were some other places here.
Without subscribing to the theory myself, I was wondering whether this reluctance to shoot which people showed early on, just as in the case of 1958,
yeah.
Whether it tended to increase the extent of rioting. That's the general view.
I don't think it was the same as 1958. In 1958, the theory is that it was deliberately stopped, and the police were asked not to interfere again in Colombo, and then it started there. Taking permission, you see, it might not have spread like that.
Yes, the same belief is there. In 58, they said if there had been firm action, it wouldn't have spread.
Yes.
And the Europeans believe that in 1915,
yes.
If in the first few days there had been firm action, it wouldn't have spread.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on
that? Well, I didn't know exactly what the nature of the trouble was. It started in end.
Yes. Have you any idea if the orders which were given to the patrols in Colombo were clear and definite?
When?
When the riots broke out.
1915.
That
I can't hear.
Because a lot depends on clear instructions, and
yeah.
If they are vague, they might exceed the intention.
Yes, sir. I went away if you didn't know exactly where.
What sort of man was Sam Timber?
A nice man.
Weak?
Well, they used to say that he was very shy.
And
I remember he was during the ride, we were staying at the king's house. The governor was taking his advice. So.
There is considerable evidence to show that Malcolm, the Brigadier General Malcolm, was rather eccentric, but not
lovely.
Did you come across him?
No, I never met him. But Anderson's report was very strong against some of these Europeans too. In fact, Ventura did more than what was necessary in the circumstances. And in fact, he described it as their action was, compared to the actions of the Germans in during the war, this took place during the war.
Yes.
First war.
What about one of the general beliefs that has come down in history has been that hooligans were responsible for most of the troubles.
Yeah.
But did you feel that that was so?
Oh yes, they were encouraged. I mean, the weakness on the part of the government encouraged them.
No, but what about in the rural areas? There's considerable evidence to show that many of the villagers participated almost wholly in this looting and attacks.
Well, the communal thing also must have
had
something to do with it. The trouble is everywhere, Even the British, the Englishmen, the Scotsmen, they are not much love lost, Did you know that they are?
Not so much now, formally there was, I think.
I thought they were now increasing. They want the autonomy and all sorts of things.
Just a few. Was it your impression that government rather panicked and went to extreme?
In 1950?
Yes.
They thought it was a sort of anti-government move.
Yes. So
with a war, that is very...
So the ethnic belief was that it was anti-government?
Yes. Before that there was the temperance movement and all these Tenanacal and all these people were... So with the war going on, you see, and
regarding this temperance movement, while not denying their sort of genuine temperance aims, did you feel that it was also a sort of cloak for political activity?
Well, that must have come in, you see, when they were started this movement, all that national, in India, the Congress movement going on, and asking for and doing more sharing the government of the country. So, you have the reason to speak about the independence. So they wanted more rights and privileges and a greater share in the government of the country. So in those days, when I joined the service, there was no colored man in the administrative service. And all civil servants who are not British were given a judicial appointment. Magistrates and district judges in those days were not lawyers. They're all civil servants.
So the non-Europeans were shunted into these sidelines.
Oh yes, they weren't given. The more highest revenue appointment they could hold was an opening district. As soon as you are appointed, you are a cadet. Attached to an attack. There you then the most they promote you as officers you can grab your own two. Then you are shunted on to the magistrate somewhere else. But I remember in 1905, when I think Governor Blake's appointment was announced. So some fellow said there, wrote the papers now that Blake is a man of liberal views. And we hope that a man like of the caliber of Arunachalam it was given a government agency. So the Observer, that was a planter's paper, I think.
Yes.
So he wrote an editorial note. These are fantastic dreams never to be realized.
They were determined to keep the revenue administrative what is the question of status?
I don't know whether status or want of confidence, I don't know, whatever it is. I suppose they want to have social them also, is it? If these people are appointed. Yeah. So in those days there were very few trainees in the service.
Mm-hmm. One of the arguments I have seen, a memorandum by Bose of opposing rapid civilization and civilization, and one of his arguments is that local people cannot be trusted in a crisis, and B, that this is the chief argument, that the people themselves do not trust the impartiality of one of their own number.
Yes.
What would you comment on that? I feel it's invalid.
Well, I don't think so. Well, now, people like Arnachan and all the who had, they could be trusted with administration of justice, which had a deal between the right party, the Lenin. What is the objection to their being administrative process? Yeah, they don't have to deal with the rights of.
No, but in administration, isn't there a wider discretion, and it's not within the limits of legal.
They didn't give them a chance. But what they did was, after much education, they said, all right, we'll try to train people. They appointed C.L. Vikramasinghe. He was the first training. He appointed additional ADA Palam. Additional ADA. Then he was made an ADA, then he was made a DA. Well, I was senior to him. Then my friend said, no, we are costly, you can't be now made a national review or something like that. You are too senior for that. So, when I came to class one, in the meantime, this local division and that was not much. They were all great together. Then they said, Supreme Court had a good opinion on me as a judge, in fact, very few of my judgments were set aside. And a judge is Tenneman. Mr. Tenneman's father, when he came to death now, he was a judge of the Supreme Court. So he said, I was district judge of death now, and then Simon Rodriguez was the ADJ. He was a man who goes to the chairman and writes the law. In his judgment, he was a very conscientious man. But unfortunately, he always tried to get in the truth. He didn't have much confidence in himself. But he had to go there, so judgment was very lengthy. So Kalman said, for the past time, Adam, I'm telling you, when the case is come from your court, we first look at the name of the judge, you would tell him, you are your national judge. So when you find your name, he is a kind of lead. Because your judgments are always to the point you don't have to go back through that evidence. You will exactly deal with the points which you have to consider in appeal. So, I was visiting the Yasna then. All of a sudden they asked me about it, be a
judge. If I may raise a a somewhat touchy point on this question of civilization. When you were in the Sinhalese areas, did you feel that the people were not all that responsive and they rather distrusted you?
No. three times a week and attend the court, magistrate court. You sit by the side of the magistrate and see how it feels.
When did you first try a case on your own?
I tried it
on
the medical over additional magistrate. Daily after some time, we had one new additional magistrate. When you are given some non-trouble cases,
regarding this training, this seems to be very much a policy of getting you used to.
You had to pass through examination. Singly, European had to pass both in singly or and two languages are compulsory. Accounts law, they had to pass in 21 months.
Yes, but there seems to have been a policy of some sort of routine, getting you used to office routine. And also sending you out into the field to learn for yourself.
Yeah. Some DAs take the cadet along with him.
Did you?
What? He never took me.
Who was this?
Murthy.
So, I feel that the training was insufficient in that they did not have some sort of general theoretical course or provide you with enough?
Yes, in India they put a class for the school for training of these people who pass out.
Yes.
So 1 year, 2 years I remember, and I was there, I went to the school. They had those regular training.
And later on in Oxford and Cambridge they had some courses.
Oh.
And what I feel was utterly essential was some sort of background provided to the new civil servant on complex questions like the China problem and things like that.
Yes.
Would you have found that of some use?
Well, we are really used to dealing with things in the office in China and on the recommendation of the chief headman of the district.
Was Murthy your DA throughout your school?
No, he was assisted by me. He was born.
What sort of man was he?
A nice man. He was from Murthy. He was testing here. He was another one to the good type. He was a father.
Hello.
Hello.
Did Vaughan take you out on the surface?
Well, when Vaughan came, I was a row here. Uh-huh. So I had to be in the office. And I had a European cadet.
Dyson?
No, Dyson was practically the same year, 1 year junior to me. This one was the same year as one to.
Gain anything about larger matters of policy by discussing things with the GA?
Well, I don't think we had any such discussion for the timing, whatever subject that we in order and remain.
Mm-hmm. Taking the whole of this British period, as pre-1931, did you feel that there was too much routine and too much reliance on precedents?
Well, I think it was to some extent.
You felt they could have cut some of the red tape off?
Well, it could have failed. But it's difficult to say, can the entire distance be because we don't know in those days how things will go on and again,
also taking policy as a whole before 1931, Did you ever have a feeling that it lacked purpose and drive and no direction towards any particular end?
Well, I couldn't help the feeling that you are not treated as if you are the same, that as you that freedom and your actions is here. Some of them try to show that they are not busy, but I be there, I was there.
And did you feel that they were just seeking efficiency as an end in itself without a wider political end?